Hello to members of Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony, trusting in the mercies of the Father to keep us strong in faith and His Word enlivening our hearts that we may hold on to our profession of faith in Christ. Father God, here we are again in your holy throne room. We enter humbly into your presence. We worship you, the only wise God we could ever have or desire. Who but you, O God, daily showers us with unfailing love? We love you, O God, for your benefits are unmatched by the wealth in this world. You rescued us from the grip of eternal life, and now we live because you ordained it so. For what you have given us, O God, how can we adequately thank you, but give back to you our heart, adoration, thanks, praise, and gratitude? Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, O God, for salvation that restores us to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Thank you for your applied mercy rather than condemnation. Thank you for Jesus' blood, the only sin-cleansing agent that restores life to us. We confess our sins, O God. We confess the grief we cause you when we fail to do right and fail to love others as you commanded us. Forgive us. Renew our strength, O God, as we contend with the troubles of this world. Give us strength that we may endure throughout our days of the afflictions that come living in a world of sin. Give us, O God, desire to resist every temptation. Give us godly wisdom that we may wisely answer those who choose to defy you by their evil. O God, thank you for preserving your saints in this wicked world. Nevertheless, use us, let us be your voice to those searching for truth, to those blind to truth. Even let us speak to those who gladly defy the gospel. Many of us, O God, still have family who are still on their death march into judgment. Give us opportunity, O God, to pull them from the eternal fire of death. O God, may all the churches have a voice that is heeded in the land. May your churches be an oasis in the wilderness where evil strikes with impunity. We continue to pray, O God, for justice to return in the land, that we may live in peace, embrace one another, regardless of skin color. Let racism go down in defeat, O God. Give us reprieve from all sickness and pestilence. O God, remember Faith Cumberland and every church in our denomination. We all need your blessing, O God. May your mercies continue to shower on us. Visit each household, O God. Speak peace, love, kindness, joy, and abundance above every lack in our households. Touch each of us that we may rest in your presence, though we live in the midst of uncertainty. O God, our nation needs you. So much hostility and aggression is tearing us apart. We're so divided. Help us, O God, for a house divided against itself is on a fast track to doom. Bring unity back to our nation, O God. We need your grace. Give us a mind to flee our evil ways. Let us be the godly people you need, O God, to restore our nation as the land of love, joy, and peace. As we approach election day, O God, give us wisdom, divinely lead our votes so we can bring godly leaders into public office. O God, may all public servants acknowledge their authority comes from you. Father, you are our God, Savior and Lord, and not man. Father God, this is our prayer, a supplication. Hear us, O Lord, and incline thy ear to us. Grant us thy peace as we faithfully plead the blood of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.